My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, we are very lucky that Allah Azza wa Jal has created us amongst the Muslim Ummah and to be also the following the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. I want to talk about just for a few minutes, so I just want your attention please. We're going to be talking about well-wishing for the Ummah, thinking good about the Ummah, thinking good about your brother, your sister. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has said, Deen, yani religion, refers to well-wishing, to act wholeheartedly upon the commandments of the Sharia. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, towards whom? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, towards Allah azza wa jal, to his book, to his prophets, to the imam of the Muslims, and towards ordinary mu'mineen, true believers. Now, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, from this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we find out that such a beautiful act of our being, you know, having this thought of being, you know, thinking good about other Muslims, whatever a person likes for himself, you will wish that the other Muslim had that as well. Another very famous hadith narrated by the great companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Mu'mineen are well wishers and affectionate towards one another, no matter if they live in different cities, whereas hypocrites cheat each other, even if they live in the same cities. So wherever we are from, it doesn't matter which tribe we are from, which country we are from, you know, which background we are from, we are all Muslims, we're a whole family, and we should be thinking good about our other fellow Muslims, making dua for them, helping them, assisting them wherever we can. And this is the beauty of our deen. And alhamdulillah, so then if we look at the life of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and we look at the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so, you know, alhamdulillah, well-wishing for the Muslims. He would always take care of their needs, he would always help them. And so many riwayats that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wake up at night and he used to cry for the well-wish of his ummah. Now this is what we call ghame ummah. This is what we need to instill in our hearts and minds. Let me just mention to you another very beautiful saying of a pious person. Sayyiduna Bakr bin Abdullah Mu'azzani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if I entered a crowded masjid and someone asked me as to who the best person amongst them were, I would first ask the questioner, do you know the well-wishing person amongst them? If he knew him, then I would say he is the best of all. And I also know that the person deceiving them is the worst of all. I'm afraid their best person may indulge in making mischief, and I am also optimistic that their worst person may become pious. Subhanallah. So you know, sometimes we ask this question as well, who is the best amongst this group of people? Who is the best amongst so and so group of people? Now the way we could find out is who thinks about the other person better than himself. Now this is the beauty of Islam, that a Muslim, he thinks that the other Muslim is better than him. And if you look at the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, there are so many instances where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he helped the sahaba ikram. Whenever they would do something, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always take a task to do. Why? Because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed with them and he helped them. He never let them knew that who is better amongst themselves, even though the Sahaba Ikram knew that we can never be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that he was a prophet of Allah. He was nowhere compared to the companions. But because he lived with them, he was with them, you could see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would share the tasks amongst the Sahaba Ikram, and he would also take a task for himself as well. This is what you call simplicity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, think good about other Muslims wherever you can, help other people as well. Inshallah, I guarantee you, your heart will be satisfied, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.